Let's talk to Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hello. I'm afraid mine is equally bizarre. Keep fit, I deliver weekly newspapers, so I've got a trolley for doing that. The trolley in question has got no suspension, but it does have fairly broad wheels to take the load. Now, I've noticed that when the trolley is empty, if I'm pulling it along the path, it's actually extremely noisy. It rattles a lot. But if I pull it along the verge adjacent to the path, which is not particularly even and not particularly smooth, but it is at least grassy, the noise drops by probably 20 to 30 decibels. Any idea why, considering the surface really should be considered to be a bit rougher than the surface that's supposedly smooth of the path itself?
Dave?
I guess this is down to sort of how much energy absorption there is, because if you're driving over a very, very hard surface, which is a bit rough, then if your wheel drives into quite a small bump, then the only thing that can happen is that the wheel has to get out of the way of that bump, so the trolley's got to move up, and it will actually move up really quite fast because it's got to get over that bump quite quickly, and so it'll get thrown up, and then the trolley will fall back down again and go thump. Especially if it's very light. If there's a lot of weight on there, then the tyres might deflect instead. But when it's very, very light, the trolley's just going to move up and it will bounce and rattle. Whereas if you're on a soft material like grass, then there's two options. Either the trolley can go up or the ground can go down. And if you're lucky, then the ground will go down. And so it shouldn't throw things up and down as fast and it should be a lot quieter.
I think you're right. It's about the absorbency because the grass is softer. So it's a more absorbent material. So that means it can absorb that energy as heating up the grass, whereas concrete is very hard. So that's not going to absorb the energy by deforming. It's going to have to dissipate that energy by sound.
One thing that's quite interesting, my experience, I don't know if you've ever driven on dirt roads. Either of you ever driven on a dirt road?
Oh, yeah.
And you get corrugations forming on the road. Have you seen this?
Mm.
Have you seen this, Peter?
I can't say I've driven much on dirt roads, but what you're basically saying is that in the direction of travel, it's like going across furrows, the corrugations.
Yes,
that's right.
You see these corrugations, and you think, where do they come from? And actually, this is the oscillations of the shock absorbers on the vehicles, because as the vehicle goes up over a little bump, it has a damping effect of the shock absorber, and so it takes time for the car to stop moving, and that oscillation is pretty standard from one vehicle to the next, so it ends up pushing lots of dust into little ridges that slowly build up to make these corrugations in the road. And I thought when I was driving on these in the middle of nowhere in Australia, because if you drive slowly on them, it rattles the car to pieces. And I thought they must be made of rock or stone or something. And in the end, I got out and went over to one of these things and kicked it in frustration because it was slowing me down so much. I was driving so slowly and the car was shaking, and it's just dust. So I thought, well, if I drive really fast, actually, then actually the period of oscillation of my shock absorbers will be out of phase with the people who've gone along here slowly, and therefore I will miss these bumps, and therefore it should be a gentle journey because I'll just be like driving over piles of sand. So I tried it, and instead of going 50 kilometres an hour, I went 70 for a bit, and it solved the problem. So you're driving a trolley too slowly, Peter. That's what it is. Go faster.
OK. I should mention that the trolley doesn't have tyres. We're talking solid nylon wheels here, so your explanation would actually fit very well. But, you know, it does mean that the supposedly smooth paved surface actually is far from smooth. And it wasn't actually concrete. It was apparently smooth tarmac, so even that must have sufficient grain to cause quite a lot of vibration.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much, Peter. It's very kind of you to phone in. Good to have you on the programme.
Very interesting answer. Thank you.
Cheers. Good to have you with us.